So maybe just to start off, can you please talk about when Hive Finance Group was founded, by whom, and also which companies belong to the holding group?
Hive Finance Group was founded back in 21. Our birthday is November, just for the record. Last year we celebrated the first year, and the setup of Hive Finance is very straight. We are two ultimate beneficiary owners, which is a founding partner and the shareholder myself. I own 35% of our mother company Hive Finance shares. The other 65% belongs to a friend of mine and a business partner, Andrus. The story is very simple. I'm a thin guy, he's a tech guy. My track record is the finance management of mid to large multinational corporates. I'm a Big Four alumni coming from PricewaterhouseCoopers. And I was working with the long years of my career. I was working in the investment fundraising focus. Whereas a partner of mine, Andrus, he found his business back in 2000, as early as 2014, I think, or even earlier. It's already a longer anniversary. And he was always a tech guy. He found a GPS tracking hardware and software equipment. This is where he started running his own business back in the young days, right after the studies. He's a physician. I'm an economist. He's the owner of a large five-continent GPS tracking business, hardware and software business. So we met together, we were actually, building up the idea of making finance online, both for the, for the consumer and business. And we were pursuing, the same idea. We were chasing the same idea, making it less bureaucratic, making the decision-making online, both for the borrowers and for the investors, so that they could manage their own funds efficiently. And this is where we have, got on stage. And one of your questions actually was how Andrus is related to you as a Srupshis.
We get to this later. If you don't mind. But just like explaining, Hive Finance, like just to wrap it up, like which companies belong to Hive Finance as of this moment?
As of this moment, we have two subsidiary companies, which are 100% owned by Hive Finance. Subsidiary number one is Argentum Capital, with its label Express Pošička. It's dedicated consumer loan online lending platform based in Poland, our very first geography. And then the second one is the investment marketplace, Hive Five. Investment marketplace Hive Five was established in Croatia last year. So that's the setup we have. Three companies belonging to Hive Finance Group as of now. And soon enough, very short announcement, but soon enough, we're planning to we're heading towards the second our second consumer loan geography, which will be most probably Romania.
Okay, can you talk just briefly about the financial situation of the holding company?
Yeah, so holding company is basically a company which is managed and executed by myself. For the business development, for the business start, we have fundraised our own capital, myself and the founding partner Andrus. So far, we have invested into the business more than 1 million euros, both into launching the two core systems. Setting up the core business teams in the three geographies. So that means investment into operational capital expenses. And also we have we continuously invest into loans funding activity. So we also invest via P2P platform, our own funds into the funding activity.
How many employees are currently working for the Hive Finance Group?
We currently employ around 20 employees. It's this number is constantly growing month-on-month basis. The spread of our team is pretty multinational. We currently have team coming from five different countries.
Are they all like, how are they basically tied to the different entities? So how many of them are, let's say, working exclusively for High Five? How many for Argentum or just like for the holding activity? So where's the split there?
When it comes to the holding and High Five, we're pretty much lean structure, lean and efficient, meaning that you know, we have up to five employees running in Croatia and mother company, holding company. We have operations and risk management concentrated in our ultimate parent company, High Finance. Whereas High Five in Zagreb, we manage all the operations and marketing activities. So all in all, we have up to five employees over there. You can see we're pretty much lean. But the core concentrate of our team is naturally in Poland because you know, this is where we originate the loans, the consumer loans. And so around 15 core members are working in the Warsaw office currently.
Okay. Obviously, High Finance, a new platform you just launched last year. What would you say are the benefits or let's say the USPs for investors to give it a shot and try the platform?
Well, I think one of the benefit number one is that we are a team of experts. So none of us are amateurs in this business. We all come from the online finance and also B2P marketplace business. As you know, part of my team are former employees of one of the largest B2P platforms in Europe. So I guess the benefit number one is that investors, they're confident that they know what we're doing. The second one is that with the big difference from the other existing and even the large platforms, we have always something to offer because we're growing. So that means that there is no cash drag for our investors and they have a plentiful to select from the consumer and business loans. Currently, we have for the diversification option, we have at least two products to select from, which is Poland consumer loans, fast growing Poland consumer loans, and also the Lithuanian business loans, buy now, pay later, also for the growing Eastern Central European markets, because Germany and Netherlands will shortly join our buy now, pay later product financing as well. Another thing that we have with a big difference to the other market participant, we have a unique scoring system. So, you know, in the investment activity, at least for me, being the active investor in the P2P market, you know, the scoring and management of default is absolutely critical, you know, to manage the risks. So here we have in Poland, we have a huge scoring engine with the help of it. So we manage our default to twice lower levels of default than in comparison to the other market players in Poland, in Poland geography. And I think it puts a big benefit and advantage for the investors and giving them confidence that their portfolios are safe, because by managing and planning the default, we know how much of a you know, buyback reserve or the liquidity reserve we need to keep in our balance sheets in order to maintain the sufficiencies. I think that those are, you know, the critical points what differentiate us. And also the last note but not least is that our very clear vision for the growth and possibility in the nearest future to expand and to diversify and offer diversified products both from the geographic and product perspective. That's at least, you know, taking it from my perspective as an investor, it's critical always to diversify.
Yeah, good point. Diversification is obviously key. Now, the question is, if we look, let's say the biggest lender at the moment for High Five is currently the Polish one. And obviously, this is a market, you know, quite competitive, also had some regulations recently, which is, you know, a bit like dragging a few players out, tightening up the profit margins. Now, I was wondering, it's still, let's say, quite small and, let's say, unknown Polish lender compared to other platforms that, let's say, offer also bigger lenders in the Polish market. So how do you see this, and why would, you know, investors trust a smaller unknown Polish lender on a platform that has very little track record compared to other alternatives in the market?
Mm-hmm. I think our borrowers or the clients in Polish market, in Argentum, you know, speak for themselves. You know, we always good receive a good recommendations and good references from the Polish consumer market. So reason number one, we take since we have a fully automated process, and you know, with the team of 15, we're managing currently, more than 2 million euro loan portfolio in Poland. So it's just a start. Such portfolio management with such a low team obviously leads us to efficiencies. Our key target, the critical target with comparison to other market players, even long years market players, is, you know, to avoid, huge bureaucracy in process. And we invest a lot into technology. You know, because this is critical to manage operational expenses and still yet have the proper levels of returns and profitabilities. So not only to serve our own purpose of earning the profit, decent profits, but also to, you know, to accumulate the reserve, manage the risks. So automation of process is critical. And even a few big players in the market, very well known players in the market, in Polish market, they still do manual scoring and manual, you know, credit management process. So this is not like what is in the high finance team. And as I said, I think the biggest benefit is the scoring system we have. It's pretty much unique when it comes to Polish market and the usability of it. And it gave us already a huge dividend because back in the beginning of this year in January, due to low operational expenses and due to good management of the processes, we already managed to go to the profitable operations. So we hit the break-even point, and now we became profitable. And we believe that we will maintain it as we will go in the market. As you said, there is a new regulation in place. So the there was another price cap haircut, so it will be challenging especially for those lenders, online lenders, who previously did not do proper homeworks to optimize their processes internally.
Hmm. Now, again, a very smooth transition, because I wanted to talk about finances, profitability next. Maybe you can just quickly elaborate how High Finance is earning money. I'm assuming it's, you know, the standard commission model, but maybe you can go a bit more into detail, like what are the percentages, and maybe also if there are other revenue sources as well.
Yeah, I would say from the profit center focus, so the current profit driver of High Finance Group is the first consumer loan geography, which is Poland, clearly. That's the key profit driver. Again, we follow the classical model, which means that, the marketplace itself, it's purely the tool to, you know, to manage on one hand the loan originator, on another hand the investor, and it works on the commission fee basis. So we don't have a purpose to make P2P platform heavily profitable. It's not the case. It would rather be the proper tool to manage both sides on the arm length profitability basis. Whereas, when it comes to the dividend, so the dividend policy is very clear. You know, we upstream the dividends, from the profit centers up to the mother company. So the purpose to serve is that the dividend has been accumulated as an equity in the High Finance holding company, so that from the accumulation we form the liquidity reserve and the contingency buffer for any potential turbulences in whatever geography we go next.
Mm. But just again, like the commission that you charge for your lenders, usually I think it's between 1% and 5%. I think 2% seems to be like quite common. How is it with High Finance?
Well, Danny, in market, it goes like this. When you are a starting platform, obviously to cover your operational expenses, you need to charge your very first loan originators a bigger commission. So currently we have it's up to 4% as a commission fee from the funding activity, from the fundraising activity. But as we go and develop it, it will go down. I think something like 3% or even 2% when we will reach a ready developed volumes of the business operation of HiFi.
Okay, thanks for the transparency. What is the outstanding portfolio that the platform would need to reach to become profitable and reach break even?
So we already did that actually. When we were calculating the benchmark, what was the benchmark for us? It's of course it's quite sensitive information to disclose, to be honest, but since we're transparent and we will publish very soon our audited financial statements, some professional investors and good financial readers, they will be able to assess it very clearly themselves. So with the portfolio of with the loan portfolio of nearing to 2 million euro, this is where we become group level profitable. That's basically the answer.
Group level profitable or the platform itself?
Group level profitable. So that means that the consolidated profitable.
Okay. When I just do the very quick math and go with the 4% for 2 million portfolio, that's 80,000 euro a year. Is this sufficient to cover, let's say, the expenses for 20 employees, marketing, IT, and...
You will not make it, Daniel, you will not make it with that simple maths of just multiplying 4% by the loan portfolio. Because as I mentioned, the key profitability is actually the profits we earn in Polish market, right? So let's do a quick financial consolidation, right? Mm-hmm. A few seconds of that. So High Finance is the mother company which consolidates standalone financial statements of three companies, right? So one is Poland, another one is P2P platform, and then the third is the mother itself. So naturally, the key profit which is being consolidated, and with this one, the one which gives a consolidated profitability, is Poland. Because as I mentioned, P2P platform is a commissioner which works on the break-even basis. So it charges the commission just to be about on the break-even, right? So whereas the Poland, this is the profit driver who brings the profit into the mother company's balance sheets and income statements. So Poland, in fact, manages to achieve a decent profit by running a 2 million euro of loan portfolio in its current operational level. That's what I was...
with 15 employees.
That's how I was... With 15 employees, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Let's switch then to Huasas Rupsis. You mentioned him already in the beginning of the interview. What do you know about him personally?
Well, I know Huasas for quite many years, and that was, I think, one of the perfect matches of our business partnership with Andrius, because Huasas is the godfather of Andrius Rupsis. They're both close family members. And Huasas is the owner of many years software development house, specifically oriented to the financial corporations. So meaning the online banks, the online financial institutions. And Huasas was running the first software products, funding software products back in 2009. So, it's a long track record. He has a decent team of technology team, and including the Polish market as well. His product is very well known there. So this is how we met when I met with Andrius, and we started talking about the product. He said, "Oh, by the way, My godfather has a decent firm managing the software house on himself. So it was, I mean, it was perfect match for us. So we have a very good close relation, and meaning business relation. We have priorities on the table of when we develop our software core systems.
Okay, so with his technology software, or let's say software solutions, he's also involved in the high finance operations.
True. And we are currently are in a transition period where USS is developing our two core systems. One is the consumer lending system, another one is the marketplace. And as we go, we are preparing ourselves for the insourcing both cores into our group model, meaning that as soon as we develop our own technology house, this is where we let's say disconnect from the vendorship and we go on our own.
Okay, is he in any way or form owning shares within the Hive Finance holding system?
No, Josef is a purely vendor, so he is not participating in anyhow in the shareholding of the Hive Finance.
Has he been so in the previous time or just now?
No, not at all. I mean, everything is very straight, Danny, and transparent with our group ownership. There are two beneficiaries, and Juozas is a relative of Andrus, my business partner, Andrus.
Because I've seen some company extract from the Polish Argentum Capital, where I've seen him listed as being one of the shareholders. So I was just curious.
I was also curious, but you know, then I realized the only track record when we bought Argentum, we did not set up it from scratch. We bought the company, which was licensed, but it was not going well. And the most probably, and I might check it, but most probably is because when we bought Argentum, the company was many years ago, like in 2012 or so, was established. I mean, established in Poland by Juozas at that time, and then he passed it over to the former owners of Argentum. So, because we did not establish Argentum from the scratch, we bought it actually. So, you know, to save some time on licensing and operational setup process, we bought it from the previous owners, but the previous owners were not Juozas himself, but some guys who just did not know how to run the business, online crediting business properly. So maybe from that perspective, this is where the information goes back to the days of 2012 or so, when Argentum was originally set up by the software house of Juozas, and then it was passed over together with some software solution those days to the previous founders of Argentum. But aside from that, we bought the company, we took over the assets and liabilities of Argentum back in last year. The transaction took part in April the 1st. So that's the record when we started the owning Argentum our own. And Juozas is not participating in ownership anyhow. The only thing is that he recommended us buying this company because, as I said, he was setting up the software solution for this company back in the days, and he was recommending buying us this company because he knew that the company has no strings attached, it's transparent, it has no inherited bad records or anything risky that we would not consider.
So who are the owners now of Argentum?
Yes. Yeah, High Finance is 100% owner of Argentum Capital.
Okay. You said one of the core benefits, I think it was the first one you mentioned, is the expertise and the team. And we see there's a lot of employees from another big peer-to-peer platform that, you know, are involved in the practices of High Five. I also made some research and I figured that you also had some kind of cross connection with Aventus Group.
Yes.
I think we can say it. You've been hired there as a CFO back in May 2020. If my information is correct, can you confirm this? Is it true? What's the story behind your connection with Avantus?
It's true. The connection was very straight. I was searching for the very interesting perspective in the online finance business. So right after the COVID hit us hard, I've joined Avantus Group, which is a part of Peerberry as well. However, my journey with Avantus was very short. I would rather say it was very short, interesting internship, after which I've just decided to do it on my own and decided to establish my own business. And I think for me, it was a great experience that I've learned. You know, how does it go with the P2P, global P2P business, and how does it go with the both consumer and business lending? I think the advantage I took from the journey, from a very short journey in Avantus and Peerberry, is that I know pros and cons of this business, and I would rather avoid some cons and concentrate on pros.
Okay. Can you explain, or, you know, to the extent that is possible for you, why you've been, you know, ending your path with Avantus quite soon after you joined?
Because we had a different vision and approach together with the founders of Peerberry, and this is where we naturally decided not to continue together.
Hmm. And you couldn't figure this out, let's say, the few weeks before you ended your path with Avantus? There was nothing to discuss prior you joining the company?
I think there were some discussions, and we managed to agree on some things which were not acceptable for me as a person who was running in high-profile, transparent organizations over the past of my career. So on one point, I believe I was promised some... how should I put it? I believe I was promised some different approach as a person and as an employee of organization. However, I guess those were just short-term promises. And what I've learned that you know, the philosophy doesn't change over the day of the founders. And I was lacking of some decent transparency into the business. I think that the approach of the former founders was something else, which should be done in this market. And I believe that one of the things we can prove ourselves in high finance organization, that we're not taking the path which I learned in Avantus and Peerberry as well.
Hmm. What's your view on Peerberry, Avantus? Maybe just to wrap it up now, how do you see them operating in the market? Obviously, they're among the biggest players in the peer-to-peer space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy that they're still managing to progress, because any challenges for such platform, any big challenges would impact the whole P2P market. Knowing all the peculiarities from the inside out, I would say I wish them the very best luck to manage the issues they faced after war. And I'm happy to see that there is an approach of, you know, meeting the obligations in front of the investors. To me, it's absolutely critical, because if such a platform would face major difficulties and issues, we were hearing, you know, from some other big P2P platforms, those would be unbearable, because the majority of investors in the market, they still stick to the key market players, right? So it's important that they survive.
Okay, thanks for that statement. And just to wrap it up, let's quickly talk about regulation. You also mentioned this one in our conversation. What are your thoughts on how to, or in which environment would you like to regulate high finance, if at all?
Well, we have a very clear vision to get regulated in high finance specifically. I mean, all of our consumer loan companies is licensed and regulated in Polish market. That's one, and we will follow the same rule when it comes to any other geography of our further expansion. When it comes to the marketplace, we're currently in a very proactive search of selecting the licensing establishment country, let's say, or the passporting country of the marketplace license. It's not an easy environment. The critical reason for that is still majority of the country regulators are still very vague in understanding the regulatory environment itself. So it's very unspecific. And it's still in the progress of development. We want to select the country of regulation where we would avoid long bureaucracies in place, and we could get license within the nearest possible term. But I think in the coming month or two, we will very clearly announce which country we will go for the regulation, and finally we will do that.
Which options are on the table?
Well, we are considering several countries. Our country of establishment of the marketplace, which is Croatia, one. Second is let's say our hometown and our home country, Lithuania. So that's a Lithuanian central regulator. We see that there are the challenges, that there is a big queue on the applicants list, and that's one of the challenges. We consider also the applying for the central regulator, so that the European central license there as well. And I think it's the most realistic so far, because it will optimize us in timing, and we will be able to obtain the license within the I would say the nearest year. So 12 months for us is the target.
So you're eyeing at a brokerage license, or because obviously you're also offering different kind of biz, or let's say different loan types that would then apply also with different licenses, the business loans more on the ECSP, the marketplace with the consumer loans more for the brokerage license. So how do you balance this as well as a marketplace as a whole?
Well, we're targeting for the ECSP, so that will help us, to regulate ourselves from many perspectives, including the consumer loans as well.
So they will be covered as well, yeah?
Yeah.